And I think what the role I've played in that is a bridge builder between people of differing views that really tries to focus on the issues involved rather than the people involved. And an example of that, again, I used last week, when there were protesters at the test site, the parish I came from seemed to have half its people either working at the test site or in defense-related or casino kinds of things that some people think are wrong. The other half were protesters. So when I would go out to the test site and there were protests, I would go walk both sides of the line. It really, my view was that we ought to focus our protests and our protection, if you will, focus at the national policy of having a nuclear deterrent, not at the people who are carrying out the policy. And so what I would do is I'd put my badges away and walk with the protesters, and then I'd take the badges out and go walk with the security guards and the sheriff's office people who were on the test site side, really in an effort to defuse the personal conflict and focus the issues on the real issue, which is should there be a national nuclear deterrent. And I think to a certain extent I was successful in defusing those things. Those are very, very transient, and you, when you have protests like that, you tend not only to draw the what I will call responsible protesters who are concerned about the direction the country is going from those who want the spotlight and are willing to do anything, whatever the cause, to get the spotlight. And so we had the crazies too, but we also had some really good, responsible groups who felt that the country was going the wrong direction. And I worked very hard to honor that and show them the respect they deserved to do that. And so we've had some, and one of those people who protested when I was out there is another priest in our diocese here and is a very good friend of mine. So, and he came with me last week and gave his views on the test site. I encouraged him to do that when I took this tour out last week.